Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. How many got that in the Bible? What is the first word? And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. How are you sealed unto the day of redemption? How are we sealed? Now, we've been talking about forfeited salvation and so many things. The Holy Ghost is extremely important. And it's that anointing, and it's that grace, and it's that Spirit that seals us and protects us from the wiles of the devil and from everything that happens to everybody else. And so it's very important that you grieve not the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you what, there is a Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and there is such thing as the glory of God, and there is such thing as an anointing. And the Bible teaches us, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and expect God to smile at it. And it just don't work that way. God doesn't play church. Church is real, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is real. Do you hear what I'm saying? We don't know everything, and you don't know everything, so stop acting like it. Paul said, whereby we come, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And there is something about the power of the Holy Ghost that cannot be faked, and I know that for a fact. I sit right there. The Holy Ghost said, don't you dare move on a thing again where the Spirit of God is not moving until I tell you to. And when I tell you to open your mouth, you open your mouth and you tell them exactly what I have to say. I fear the Holy Ghost and nobody else. People want to have a Holy Ghost meeting and they want to have a New Testament church, but they want everything but what the New Testament church had. But this is a new day, this is a new hour, and God is restoring once again power and authority and an anointing back into the New Testament church. And if we're expecting to see the same thing, God's bringing it all back. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's restoring it all, not just the joy. He's restoring the power. He's restoring the authority. People need to see a move of God and a move of heaven so they know when to fear. And I believe this is the hour when that word is coming to pass. The Bible, the Holy Ghost spoke in our heart several years ago. We didn't even know what he was basically talking about. He said, restore reverence again to the house of God and to the things of God. That's a problem in the body of Christ today. There is no reverence, no fear for holy things, holy people, or any of those things. But this is a day when God is restoring those things again. Everybody say, grieve not the Spirit of God wherewith you are sealed. Let us go here. Romans chapter 13, 1. God always lets us in on stuff. Usually before it happens, when you have a heart open to God and an ear open to God. There are different graces and different dispensations and different giftings come into manifestation or become prevalent during different graces and different moves of God. And God is restoring once again the fivefold offices, all of them. Not just a prophet, not just a pastor, not just a teacher. People are used to pastors and teachers and all these other things. But I tell you what, the anointing's coming on the apostle once again in full degree. And things are just a little bit different when you experience that anointing. And I want to teach you about some of the things in that anointing. If the Bible says it's true, whether you like it or not. Romans chapter 13, 1-7. This is the new debar of God, I believe. Let every soul, some souls, what does the Bible say? Be subject unto higher powers. Everybody say higher. That's an important word, isn't it? Well, power means what? That power is the word dunamis, authority. Everybody say the word one more time. Authority. Well, if it's making a distinction here to be subject unto what kind of authority? What kind of authority? Higher authority. That means there are degrees of authority that people need to understand. It didn't just say authority. It said all, we should submit to all authority, but especially higher authority. Jesus could get certain things done because he had great authority. I tell you what, when people move in great anointings and strong graces of God, that is a strong authority or strong anointing that they're moving in. It says, listen, be subject unto higher powers. There is no powers, no anointing, no grace, but of God. The powers that be are ordained of what? What do you mean to say? The anointings that be, did nobody put people of God where they belong? God did it. Let's get that straight. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. Oh, we need to get this thing straight. Many people, see, there are people that just, some were called, some were sent, some just got up and went. But there are some that the Lord puts where he wants them to be. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you got to understand that there are certain things that are ordained of God. And even the Bible says, touch not mine anointing to do what? No harm. Why? Because it's something that God did. Watch out. God's bringing something to life in us and of us. There's a change going on. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's a new anointing in town as he's revealing new things in us. You would not believe the change up and the things that are happening in this geographic area. Things are moving so quickly, it's scary. Things that we've been believing God for are moving so quickly, it's scary. Says, for the powers that be, they are ordained of God. Whosoever, look at somebody in the face and say, that means you. Whosoever does what? See, there are certain things you can, the Bible says resist the devil and the devil will flee. You can't resist God. They learned that in the Bible. It says, listen, leave this man alone. If it be of God, who can stand against it? It doesn't do you any good to resist what God hath ordained. Let God have his way. See, there are a lot of people who have been sitting around for a long time in this city, in this area. But I believe this is the day when plop, plop, fizz, fizz is in demonstration. Something's going on. God is doing something by his grace, something by his power, and something by his might. I said, there must be anointing somewhere. God will get you straight. I tell you what, something. Now is the time when the power is about to come on. It says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power or resisteth the authority. There's great rebellion everywhere you turn. Everywhere you turn, rebellion here, rebellion. I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and can't nobody do nothing about it. Well, I tell you what, that's a dangerous place to be in this day and in this hour. The Bible says, those that resist the authority of the Holy Ghost, those that resisteth the power that's ordained of God, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive in themselves. What? Blessing? What do you receive when you resist the authority? This is New Testament. Are we still in the New Testament? Did anybody move Romans over to, anybody move this book of Romans over to the Old Testament and didn't tell us about it? Everybody check your Bible real quick to find out what testament you're in. There is damnation even in the New Testament. You have to watch the way you walk even in the New Testament. Even in the New Testament. Listen, they that resist what? The move of the grace of God? What are we watching? Somebody say, power and authority. There are certain people that don't realize that God wants to do some things in your life in a powerful way through the means of supernatural and spiritual authority. And those that just won't let go of the spirit of rebellion. Why did the children of Israel die in the wilderness on the way somewhere? They would not let go of rebellion. They resist and resist and resist. Resistance of what God wants to do is a challenge to who he is. There are many people that resist authorities and resist anointing and resist certain things. They think, oh, that's just this one. That's just him again. It's nothing, but they don't understand that behind that office is God. And one day you're going to swing and God's going to turn the other cheek. And the other cheek is who you're really working for. They that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Everybody read that out to yourself. Say, they that resist the authority, they that resist the authority that's ordained of God receive of themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. I tell you what, listen, evil works are those that are down the wrong path. If you're on the right path, guess what? You're not in trouble. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power to do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same? Just honoring supernatural authority will cause you to do what's right. If we just had some sense of reverence in the body of Christ today, people wouldn't do half the things that they do. They wouldn't say half the things that they say. If people had some form of fear, godly fear and godly reverence. It says God don't move by fear. God, you know, we don't need to go through all that. Well, it was in the New Testament. And we're going to find that out, that this is a New Testament thing. Get yourself under anointing sometime. It makes you shake your knees knock together. How many like pushover parents? How many want to be a pushover parent? Where do children end up that got pushover parents? In jail? Dead on the street corner someplace? Well, I tell you what. Where do members and congregants go with pushover pastors? Pushover pastors, pushover evangelists, pushover prophets. What do you mean pushover? They're pushed over to do what the people want other than what God says. Well, those people also end up in spiritual bondage. Bondage of the devil. Do you hear what I'm saying? For the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Get yourself up under some strong authority that's not afraid to tell you right from wrong. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some of the people wouldn't have messed up. They'd just been afraid. Somebody's saying, I would have done it, but my pastor would have come and kicked my behind. Oh, yeah. See, you need some people of God, some true people of God that aren't afraid to stand up for what's right. And they say, look, I don't care. You're not going to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? I had a pastor. We were over there playing Pac-Man during the prayer meeting. They were on the radio. And I didn't think that man would ever come after us. And I can remember looking in D.C. I can remember us on the Pac-Man game just going crazy. And all of a sudden we looked out there and said, he left the pulpit, left the radio broadcast, and was coming across Georgia Avenue in Washington, D.C., robe and cape and all. I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not afraid to get in your face. Some people say, oh, we just need another message. Sometimes you just need somebody to get in your face and tell you right from wrong and tell you to get it together. They don't need another song. They don't need another book. They don't need another prayer. They don't need another hospital visitation. They need a foot up in their rear end and tell you get your stuff together in Jesus' name. And we're going to find this out in Scripture. I tell you what, this is the day. I tell you what, the higher you get up in God, the stricter and hotter it gets. Will thou then be afraid of the power to do that which is good? Thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God. A minister of God for what? To thee for bad. For thee for what? It's for your what? But if thou do which is evil, if you're off on the wrong path, be afraid. If you're out clubbing, barring, and messing around, doing all this other stuff, then be afraid. We've turned too charismatic to hear the real word of God. He is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do which is evil, you better be afraid. Now, everybody get your black magic marker. How many were mad when I started this thing out? You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way this feels. I don't like the way this feels. Where's this person going to come? Well, look, right here in your own Bible says, listen, if you do that which is evil and that which is good, you might as well be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. He doesn't bear that word in vain. He knows the word of God, and he doesn't hold it in vain. For he is a minister of God, an avenger, to execute wrath upon them which do evil. My Lord. Wherefore ye must need be subject, not only for wrath, but for conscience sake. Romans chapter 7, verses 8 through 11. Let's go there. The Bible is not just lollipops and candy bars. You hear what I'm saying? It's real meat. It will protect you. It will preserve you. It will get in your face. How many have been running off? You know you got mad and get run off. I ain't going to hear that no more. You know, I heard a message I didn't want to hear anymore. I backslid one time for a complete year. The preacher came and preached something I didn't like. You know what he preached that I didn't like? He preached self-sacrifice and living right and God wants more. And I said, good Lord, how much more does a man want? I give it everything. That's enough. I don't want to hear another thing. And I left. for a complete year. Because I was sick of hearing all this other stuff, you know, because God wanted more. Get off my case and leave me alone. That did it. I don't got nothing else to give. These people are off. Was gone for a complete year. Came back to God. Year later, you know, the same message I came back to was the message I left on. And we think, oh, it's over now. We just get back. God said, go back and finish those peas you left on your plate. God don't forget his stuff. And people think when people pout and when they cry. See, people let people get off in sin as soon as they pout. Now, shut up, preacher. Don't tell them they pout. Can't you see they're crying? How many are glad that we're teaching these things? See, it'd be one thing we just got up here and did this stuff. Because people, see, churches are running rampant and people are in sin and people are dying as a result of sin because they haven't been taught the word of God. Preachers have to get up there and tell little nice fairy tales and nice stories. But we're going to find out in the Word that's not right. And you'll know by the Word. And if you don't like the Word, there's nothing we can do for you. Romans chapter 7, verse 8. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And everything that tastes good ain't good. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Characteristics of ministries and offices. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Now, some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. Everybody read that. Now, isn't that a strange scripture? Some are puffed as though I would not come. Everybody read that again. And some are puffed up as though I would not come. Basically, what that scripture is saying, some are running their mouth, let me show up. They don't think I'll come. Obviously, his coming meant something, didn't it? Obviously, his coming meant something. He said, if I were there, they wouldn't be so puffed up. When an apostolic ministry comes to town, and there are certain people that have that same spirit today, and some are so puffed up with their stuff as though the anointing's not going to show up and get in their face. Everybody write that scripture down. And some are puffed up as though I would not come. When an apostle comes to town. Verse 18. Now, but I will come to you shortly. Wait till I get there. Wait till I get there. See, I just love Paul. I just love Paul. Boy, I'd love to have Paul preach. And Paul said, I'd love to come preach to you. Some of y'all puffed up as if I wouldn't show up. Let me get there. Wait till I show up. If the Lord will, I will come, not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power, the authority. There is an authority that God does. For the kingdom of God is not just in word, but also in power. And that power also means supernatural authority. Authority from heaven and authority from God. God will get in your stuff. God will pop your balloon sometime. And there are a bunch of people floating around there like a bunch of airheads doing everything they want to do, as if that anointing is not going to come and say, and bring you back down to where you belong, to the ground level. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let's do this. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. Many people want to go in with the things of God. God wants to do a greater thing and a higher thing. And God's getting his people together. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use what? They were like that back then too. Can you believe the way he's talking? Can you believe what he said? Now, that didn't have any love in it. Somebody say, I write these things to you, lest I come and use. Anybody ever read this scripture before? Lest I come and use sharpness according to what? According to what? The power or authority which the Lord hath given to me for your what? Sometime they get in my stuff that I might be built up. Sometimes sharpness edifies us spiritually. How many like people that can get to the point? Can get to the point and tell you exactly what's going on and get right to the heart of the matter. There are some cases where it's an emergency. There are some life situations and there's some patterns and some habits and some mindsets and some unbiblical theologies and doctrines that are deadly. And God is sending out an emergency team in this last hour in this wave. And they're going out like paramedics. And they don't have time to play games. Sir, put the mask on your mouth. If people are sick and in trouble, there are certain situations, they don't know how bad it is. Woman, sit down and put your feet up. Hold the hand. They're not going to ask your permission. They're going to tell you like it is. If you want a revival, you got to be willing to have somebody come in that same spirit and make things better. A revival is a case when there is an emergency. And they can skip by things. They don't got to tiptoe through the tulips. You hear what I'm saying? They don't got to walk on eggshell. They come in boldness. They come with their feet firm and tell you straight up, get your stuff together. Jack Cole's ministry was up there ministering to people. That was revival. That was anointing. He didn't have time to go through all the changes with these people and deal with all their head trips. He knocked every one of them out of the wheelchair until they could walk. It was an emergency. This case and this thing that we're dealing with right now, it's an emergency. We don't have time to deal with this fleshly stuff that you've been walking in for 15 and 20 years. This is a spiritual thing. God says, call the paramedics. And when they get there, don't tell them what to do. Lest I come with what? Sharpness. There are certain ministries you just don't want around. There are certain anointings you just don't want. How many want to see the works that Paul did in his ministry? Raising the dead. Well, that same man that raised the dead also would come with what? Sharpness. They asked him the question. He asked him, which way do you want it? Now, we can walk every way you want to, but sometimes you need somebody to say, then listen, well, you want to do it this way, you want to do it that way. Get your stuff together. Come to church. It's right to come to church, and don't miss anymore. Amen. That's right. Pop that little bubble. Amen. God's not going to wait no 3, 4, 5 weeks. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get it together. The Bible said the Lord correcteth those that he loves. Every once in a while, different anointings come on. You want to lock people in the closet. You hear what I'm saying? Lock them in the closet until it lifts. There's certain anointings you get in there, you know. Well, what do you think? They'll just tell you the truth. What do I need? What do I need? Which way do I? You don't want me to tell you. This city needs to be told. This city needs to be told the truth straight up. As if I wouldn't come. As if I wouldn't come. Well, that's the word for some of these believers in this area. All this pride, all this arrogance, all this head knowledge, all this stuff, as if a true anointing wouldn't come. But I will come shortly. That's the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Believing that's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? Even that's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You got to understand that the Spirit of God cares about you and he loves you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 15. You have to be seasoned in love, but you got to discern which spirit it is. There are certain people that need to be warned. There are certain people that know better. There are certain people just coming into this thing. They're going to do certain things. They're going to act a certain way. But people will play games as long as you let them. But there comes a time you tell them, well, go on and go to hell. If it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me either. Go on and get in sin. Stay in sin and see what God does. Stay in sin and see what you're going to allow the devil to do. Keep playing with God. You're going to be a greasy spot. Keep playing with God and see what happens. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 15. Only mature saints can hear stuff like this. Now he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying, everybody say edifying. Edifying of the body of Christ. I didn't come here to get beat down. I came to get built up. Sharpness will also build you up. Well, I walked out of there feeling 3 feet tall. He didn't pop my ego bubble. I ain't going back no more. Don't get acting like that. It might have popped your flesh bubble, but it's going to edify your spirit. Your spirit say, thank you, Jesus. Hit him again. Slap her again. Help me. I've been trying to get after this flesh for a long time, but she won't believe me. And nobody will tell him. Jesus got that way. Jesus came, and he preached some rough messages, and so did John the Baptist. When the anointing comes to town, it tells it like it is. you whitewashed sepulchers. That was John the Baptist's message. And sweet loving Jesus. How many know that Jesus loves everybody? And he calling people, you brood of vipers. That means you children of snakes. You're four times a child of the devil as your fathers were and all this other stuff. How many love to have Jesus show up? He'll tell it like it is. For your good. Read it all and tell it all like it is. Get ready. God will do a new thing. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for supernatural spiritual reverence. For spiritual reverence, for biblical reverence for the things of God, people of God, and for the fivefold ministry offices, or send it back. Like little gremlin boxes. You know the little gremlin toys? They got those little cute little gremlins. He's so cute. I'm going to go to church. He's so cute. Isn't it nice? How many of you want it all? I just don't want lollipops. I want God to work. I want God to do whatever he has to do in me. Tell me the truth and get me straight. Don't play games with me. Tell me straight up, God. Minister to my heart. I can get over it. I'm not going to let my feelings determine my altitude. I'm not going to let my feelings determine my altitude in the things of God. Afflict me, tell me the truth. Get me out of this. Preach me out of this mess. Let me know that I can't stay where I'm at. I've got to go on the big things, the better things, and the higher things to get everything that God wants me to get. I've tried this, I tried that. What can I try? I've sat in church, I've fallen on the floor, I've gotten up off the floor, I've rolled on the floor, if I've spoken in tongues, I rolled down the aisle. What is it, God? What do I need? What do I need? They've hugged me, they've prayed for me, they've anointed my pillars, they've anointed the doorknobs, all this other stuff. They've anointed doorknobs, you know. This one prayed for me, that one prayed for me. They gave me 22 CDs, they gave me 4 Bibles and 6 books, and they've done all this, and none of that stuff. What is it? I've watched TVN all day long, and yet I have not changed. What is the problem, oh God? Every once in a while, sharpness. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. And I'm not in this thing for super. If I was going to be in this thing for people and what people and mentality can do and what society can do, we would do things completely different. But I'm in it for what God can do. And I'm going to turn the Holy Ghost loose. You hear what I'm saying? And he's not going to be limited just to let us lay on the floor and speak in tongues. He's going to perfect us. And if God's got a rebuke, he'll give it. If God wants to knock you on the floor, he'll knock you on the floor. God can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it. And some are puffed up as if I wouldn't come. And you know what? And the house will stand. And if it was a thing of the flesh, it would destroy everything. But if it's a thing of God, it'll make things better. People saying, you can't do that. You'll get that man. They're going to go. They're going to do this. Yes, you can. That's the best thing for him, is God telling the truth. In love. What's love? Say, tell the truth in love. What does it mean to tell the truth in love? To tell the truth with emotion? No. To tell the truth, be obedient. There are certain people that won't tell the truth in love. I can't say that. Let me wash it down. Well, when you're not obedient to tell people what God told you to tell them, you're no longer in love. If you love me, obey me. I'm afraid to say that's wrong. Let me change it. Let me wash it down. Let me do this. Let me do it. You know what? Speak the truth in love. There was one prophet God sent to them. You know, he was so afraid to deliver the word that God had him to do. He would say, I will speak the truth in love. I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. And you'll know that the tree by the fruit it bears. And if you're sitting out there saying, I'm speaking the truth in love and speaking the truth in love and nobody's being edified, you're a liar. If your rebuke is not going, if it just makes people mad and they go running off, it's going to edify the church. Well, that didn't build her up. It certainly did build the church up. That didn't build him up. It built the church up. Doesn't mean it edified necessarily every individual, but it'll edify the church. How many glad we were obedient to the Holy Ghost? How many glad you learned something? So say, my soul escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Certain waves will come and people will slip off and miss God's best because they haven't been taught. But you're going to remain strong because it's not the opinion of the pastor, amen, but it's the word of God. Sharpness.